Hello and welcome to another episode of Gay Erotica by Liam Williams. Thanks for joining me for another story. If you're enjoying them, make sure you share your favorite with a friend or someone you think would enjoy the story as well. Also, if you're listening on Substack or Patreon or on my website, feel free to comment below with what your favorite story is. I always like hearing what other people like. While you're on the website, you can also buy the copy of my novel, Naughty 40, in ebook. It will be coming back in audiobook very soon. Today's story is part one of a story commissioned by a listener. If you'd like to commission a story from me, then you can head to the website. There's a link there to do it, or there's a link in the episode description. You can commission the story of your choice, the length of your choice, and the exclusivity of your choice. This is part one of the story titled Exposure Therapy. As I wiped down the kitchen bench for the third time in a row, I wondered if I had properly cleaned the plate which I had used for my sandwich. I turned back to the sink and pulled the plate from the drying rack, running the water until it was hot and soaping the dish up again. I took a quick look around the kitchen and let my shoulders relax. The job was done. I hung the dish towel on the rack and my phone alarm began ringing. I smiled to myself, proud of the fact that my washing up had not taken longer than I had allowed myself. Well, longer than my husband allowed me. No, it was a mutual decision. My routines, as Finn generously called them, had started taking a toll on our marriage. Not a major one, but the time it often took me to complete things, especially anything to do with cleaning, had started to get on his nerves. I absolutely understood why. Taking 20 minutes to clean up after eating only toast for breakfast was a fair amount of time, but I needed to make sure the plate, the bench, and the table were properly cleaned, or I wouldn't be able to move on to the next thing. I walked into the bedroom now and saw the next thing. The piles of clothes on the floor by the bed. Finn's boxer shorts were there, as usual, but there was a towel next to them. The towel that had been the reason I had slept so poorly. Last night had been one of the rare occasions that Finn and I had done anything sexual outside the shower. I had insisted on the towel covering the bedsheet, and after Finn had shot his load all over it, then used it to wipe the lube and my own cum from my dick, he had tossed it onto the floor. He had deliberately thrown it on his side of the bed so that I would have to make an obvious move to retrieve it. He had, with all good intentions, suggested I leave it there until the morning. Part of the plan to deal with my routines was to have little moments where things weren't just the way I liked them. Having a used towel lying on my bedroom floor was far from the way I liked things, and it wasn't until well after midnight that I finally fell asleep, despite the intense orgasm Finn had ridden out of me. I looked around the room and pulled a clean gym towel from the pile on top of the dresser. I wrapped it around my hand before I picked up the boxes and the cum rag and walked to the laundry. I tossed the items in the washing machine before taking a quick catalogue of the other items in there. I counted 20 items, all closely matching in colour. Satisfied that this was a suitable load, I added the detergent and set the machine to the most intense wash cycle available, delaying the start so that the wash would complete while I was out on my morning run. Next, I walked into the bathroom and turned on the water in the shower. When it was suitably steaming, I stepped inside and lined up my body washes and lotions, ready for the morning shower routine. As I washed, I thought again about how difficult it had been to get to sleep last night. Even knowing that there was something unclean in the room with me had tortured me, but I knew it was one of the things I had to do to ensure things continued to work between Finn and myself. After stepping out of the shower, I pulled a towel from the pile on the shelf and dried myself thoroughly. I folded the towel and placed it on the counter before patting myself down to make sure I was suitably dry. Then I walked to the laundry to place the used towel in the washing basket. This towel was blue and would have to wait until the next load of washing was ready to be completed. With the necessary morning cleaning routine out of the way, I sighed and walked toward the bedroom. I headed to the wardrobe to retrieve a fresh t-shirt and a pair of shorts, then to the dresser for underwear and socks. I dressed myself and picked up my headphones before walking down the hall to the front door. On the way, I checked the laundry, the bathroom, and the kitchen for cleanliness again. In the entryway, I pulled my runners from the shelf and slid them onto my feet. I tied the right and then the left before retying them both into double knots to be sure. After stepping out into the crisp sunshine of the early morning, I closed the door, locking and unlocking it twice to confirm the security of the house. Then I kicked play on the podcast on my list and was on my way. The episode was one of the self-help series I had subscribed to. The topic for today was exposure therapy. I cringed a little at the idea of it, the concept of actively seeking the thing you hated in order to make it tolerable, made my skin crawl. But I let the hosts run through their ideas as my feet pounded the path through the park by our house. After 3 kilometres and about 20 minutes of the experts sprouting the benefits of the practice, I didn't feel as averse to the idea. The term flooding was one that had stuck. This was the idea of stepping into a high-level exposure or facing the most difficult tasks or aspects of something which you feared. I walked back into the house, stripped off in the laundry, and headed to the bathroom for my post-run shower routine. As I washed again, I thought about what I feared and what I might need to expose myself to. Something immediately popped into my mind. The porn video I had caught Finn watching last night. I cringed at the memory. I didn't have an issue with Finn watching porn. We were very accepting of each other's sexual habits outside of our shared fun. We each enjoyed a healthy solo sex life and an openness in our marriage, which, admittedly, Finn had used more than I had. My aversion to this video was more related to the type of content he was watching. I stepped out of the shower and dried myself. Then I stepped to the cabinet and lined up the items in my skincare routine. Face wash, toner, serum, moisturizer, sunscreen. This routine took about 10 minutes before I redressed and walked to the couch to retrieve the tablet that Finn and I had left on the cushion last night. I unlocked it and saw the still of the video I had interrupted. On the screen in front of me now were 4 guys standing, with a 5th on his haunches beneath them. They appeared to be in a sauna. The man beneath those who were standing had his face coated in the loads of the other 4 guys. I knew what the bukkake title meant, but I had never seen it on a video. Once I had gotten over how grossed out I was by the act last night, Finn and I had had a chat. The chat had ultimately led to me fucking him in bed, but we had discussed a little more of his sexual interests, including his idea that sex could be messy. He felt that he had been holding himself back, particularly when his orgasm hit, in an effort to keep things as clean as I liked them. I knew Finn shot big loads. I'd seen a few when we fucked, but I'd also seen the little crusty spots in his chest hair from when he had forgotten to wipe himself down fully after jerking off. As I stared at the image now, I forced myself to think about how it would feel to get cum on me. Even from a young age, I had had an aversion to cum on my skin, even my own. I remember as a teenager, always wrapping myself in a towel or a sock as I jerked off, wanting to contain the mess as much as possible. Most of my jerking off, even into adulthood, had been in the shower, my load washed away as quickly as I fired it. Finn was very accepting of this, even from when we first started dating. I'll admit that back then I had been a little more open about things. I didn't always lay a towel down. I didn't always insist on a shower afterwards. But I did always insist on him wearing a condom whenever we topped. Even after being married for 5 years, that was the part of the deal if he wanted my ass. But last night had got me thinking about how much I had really been asking of Finn. I had already made some changes for him. I had let him come to bed the other night without showering after he'd been at the gym. I had left his dinner plate in the sink last week until he had cleaned it. And the cum towel from last night's activities had remained on the bedroom floor for nearly 8 hours. Maybe it was time for me to make some further changes. I still held the tablet in one hand, and now started massaging my cock with the other, before I scrolled back to start the video again. At the beginning, four men sat naked on the sauna benches. I cringed, thinking about how many other guys' bare asses had touched those benches, and immediately wondered why they hadn't put a towel down beneath each of them. The video continued, and the guys wiped sweat from their brows and flicked it onto the bench beside them, or let it drip between their feet. Gross. I worked my dick, but this video wasn't getting much of a response, even as the athletic men started to grow hard as they stole glances at each other. No, this wasn't what I wanted to watch today. With a couple of quick clicks, one of my favourite videos had replaced the one Finn had been watching. My dick responded now, and I slid my shorts and my shirt off and folded them to place beside me on the couch. I moved to stand up to retrieve a towel from the drawer, but I stopped myself. My dick was already hard and already leaking. I could do this quickly and see how I felt about making a little mess. I sat back on the couch and took my dick in hand, placing the tablet beside me where I could watch the video. Two men stood beside each other in the shower, slowly soaping their bodies and paying extra attention to their dicks. The story that I had skipped over already was that they were both trying to get the other's attention, not knowing that each of them were dropping hints. It wasn't long until both guys' clean, soaped-up dicks were rock-hard and jutting out from their lean bodies. They smiled at each other as they reached over to start stroking the other man. By this time, I was stroking myself with a good pace, a pace I knew would bring me to orgasm without hitting it too quickly. I felt a shudder of pleasure ripple through me and watched as a drop of pre-cum leaked from my slit. I fought the urge to wipe it away as I continued to stroke. In the video, the guys had their bodies pressed together as one of them gripped their cocks and stroked them together. I knew from repeated viewings that the cum shots were not far off. I picked up the pace on my own dick to ensure I kept up with their progress. My body shook and I let out a little moan as I felt my balls begin to rise. I watched as the guys turned to point their dicks away from each other's bodies. I knew this was for the purpose of the video, but I also knew that this direction would make the showers wash away their loads. They stroked faster and I knew they were about to come. I sped up with them and felt the first stirrings of my orgasm in my toes. I grunted as I jerked faster, focusing on the action on the video, to stop myself from thinking about what I was about to do. I tensed my body as the guys in the video moaned loudly. I watched as the first spurt of the porn star's cum fired from their thick cocks. I made myself focus on the feeling of my orgasm rippling through my body and continued to stroke until I hit the point of no return. As the first wave of my climax hit me, I slowed my stroking, pointing my cock straight at my body as my load fired. The first shot spurted and landed on my chest. I held my cock still as the next shot hit my belly. I grunted through my orgasm as the rest of my cum dribbled from my dick and ran down my fingers. I breathed deeply for a moment, feeling the stickiness on my skin. I tensed my body and tried to come to terms with the sensation. It wasn't terrible, but I was glad I had come so much with Finn last night, and this wasn't a big load. I took a moment to allow myself some pride in what I had just done. I couldn't remember the last time I had worn a load, even my own. I grabbed my phone and snapped a quick pic, sending it off to Finn with the message, "Is this progress?" and a winky face emoji. As soon as I felt the cum on my chest begin to slide over my body, I moved quickly, standing up and reaching into the drawers of the coffee table for a towel. I held my dick against my body and stood straight up, ensuring nothing would drip until I had wiped it away. I ran the towel over my whole torso before I walked quickly to the bathroom. I dropped the towel in the sink and turned on the shower. As I stepped in, I reached immediately for the body wash and got to scrubbing. Even though it was now my third shower of the day, the routine wasn't any shorter. This time I had a load of jizz to remove from my body, and it was over 5 minutes before I stepped into the bath mat and pulled another towel down. Once I was done drying myself, I picked up the phone. There was a message from Finn. "Oh, babe, that's so hot." And yes, Incredible progress. How do you feel? I smiled, knowing how turned on Finn would be at work now. I told him I had felt proud, but hadn't been able to maintain it for long. He again acknowledged the progress I had already made. The message put me in an even better mood than the achievement had done, and I felt ready to tackle the day ahead. I wondered what the next step of my exposure therapy might be. If I was doing this for Finn, then maybe I needed to do something that was to his tastes. The bukkake in the sauna was the biggest hint I had in that regard. I knew there was a gay sauna nearby, and I knew Finn had visited it. I had the afternoon off, and Finn wouldn't be home until dinner time. Maybe that could be the next step in my therapy journey. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Gay Erotica by Liam Williams. If you're an author that would like to have your story featured on the podcast, then get in touch through the website liamwilliams.com.au. Thank you for the number of new supporters that have joined the Patreon in the last few weeks. It is great to see so many people signing up. Just in the last few days, we have had Austin, Archer, Krager, Ken, Mark, and Brian all sign up. Thank you for signing up, folks. It's great to have you on board. If you would like to sign up, patreon.com/Liam Williams, you get early access to these stories and to the Better Beta podcast episodes, as well as exclusive gay erotic stories from me, including part two of Exposure Therapy. Thanks again for listening. I hope to chat to you soon for the next story on the podcast.